Okay. 今日はあの英語と日本語どちらも話しますので、あ、まあ、5分5分5分ずつやりましょうか。 I'm going to talk today in English and then Japanese or English, Japanese, English, Japanese. So I'll go for maybe 5 minutes and then swap. Okay. Alright, so let's pray. まず祈りましょう。天のお父様、ありがとうございます。今日本当にあなたの素晴らしい真実を私たちに与えてください。どうか私たちの目を開けて、どんなに素晴らしい救いが私たちに与えられているかを悟れるように祈ります。お願いします。イエスの皆によって祈ります。アメン。 OK、じゃあそしたら今日は、ホワイトボードを使いますので、スペースアップし、can you see? 見えますね。 OK、 OK、 じゃあUm, 去年ホームスクーリングセミナーで聞いたことを今日ちょっと皆さんに分かち合いたいと思います。それはもうホームスクーリングのことではなくて、それは神様に頼ることと私たちの希望の教えです。で、非常に有益なことから、まずそれをちょっとシェアしてから、セッションでいろいろ見ます。最初ね、yeah. okay. こういうダイアグラムを書きたいと思います。まずこの中、この箱の中に神様、God、そしてここは、希望、希望の感じ。じゃあ、りんちゃん、お願いします。希望、書ける？書けなかったら辞書ありません。ここは、あ、OK、希望。そうだった。はい、ありがとう。じゃあここはつながり、つなげる、まあ、結婚の結じゃん、
つながる、
違う、違う、ごめん、しますか、つながり、つながり、あ、これは
映画。繁殖。
繁殖。わかる？ああ、難しいね。そうか。うんね。あれと思う。違うな。OK、つながりですね。OK、そして、下に、Okay. Well, while we're doing this, maybe I can just explain this as well. I'm going to share, just to begin with, something that someone shared a couple of years ago at a homeschooling conference, and I just want to begin with this little diagram, and then we'll go into the Bible study. The last one was mane suru. Mane. Saru mane no mane. Okay. Mane. Okay. Arigato. Okay. Arigato
gozaimasu.
Tada oto? Okay.
響く？響く？
響
く？ありがとうございます。OK。はい。ありがとう。すごいね。
OK。じゃあ、まあ、これはね、ちょっと社会性のことですけど、社会的なことですけど、神様がいる。まあ、神は本当の神、ヤホウェか、他に人は拝めるものはここに当てはめればいい。お金でも仕事でも彼氏でも車でも自分の哲学、自分の生活、自分自身自分なんか自分が崇拝しているものは何でやってもこれは正しいです。まず希望ね。私たちは礼拝するものは希望があるもの、そして人生を良くしてくださるだろうと思うもの、それは私たちの希望を置くもの、ね、そしてその希望を置くもの、希望を与えてくれると思っているものに私たちは、まあ、つながるでしょう。そのつながりによってその希望が、まあ、実現できると思ってしまう。そしてつながっていて、実はつながっているときに私たちは何をしているかというと、そのものに私たちに影響する権威を与えているわけです。で、その結果私たちはその人を真似する。まあ、本当の神様の場合はね、神様は私たちの唯一の希望だとしたら、私たちは神様にできるだけつながります。聖書によって、祈りによって、教会によって、できるだけ神様につながろうとしてる。なぜなら、私たちの希望、幸せになるとか、うまくいけるか、天国に行けるチャンスとか、まあ、毎日守ってくださるとか導いてくださる、それは全部希望だから、神様のにつながることによってそれは全部実現する。そして私たちは神様を希望にしたら、神様に私たちに影響する力と権威を神様に与えている。そしてその結果、私たちは神様を真似するでしょう。真似します。神様のように生きます。神様のように考えます。神様のように人に扱ったり全てをします。じゃあもしこれは神様、本当の神ではなかったら、例えばお金としましょう。お金は私たちの希望としたら、そしてお金があればうまくいける、お金があれば将来は明るい、お金がさえあれば何かあったら救われると思ったら、そしてお金を、まあ、できるだけつなげるように、そしてお金を得る方法ばかりを考えるようになります。仕事を大事にする。 It's alright, Sammy. You can leave it. I don't thinkI can say it's not me, okay. You right? お金が与えてくれるところ、仕事とかにできるだけつながります。そしてお金は私たちに影響を与えるようになります。私たちは自分の実はお金に与えている。ローマ6章16節は読みます。ローマ6章16節を読むと、あなた方はこのことを知らないのですか？あなた方が自分の身を捧げて奴隷として服従すれば、その服従する相手の奴隷であって、あるいは罪の奴隷となって死にいたり、あるいは従順の奴隷となって義に至るのです。 その最初の方ももう一回、あなた方が自分の身を捧げて奴隷として服従すれば、その服従する相手の奴隷であるということ。だから私たちは何に従うか、もしお金に従ったら、私たちは実は自分のお金に与えている。まるでそのお金の祭壇で自分の命を捧げている、自分の時間を支えている、自分の、将来を支えている、捧げている。そして結局金持ちとかお金ばかり考えている人のように考えるのように生活する。もしかしたらまあそれはいろいろな例ですけどあります。でもう一つの例、もしこれは彼氏だったらね、彼氏を崇拝する人がいます。なぜかというと、彼しか私のことを思いやってくれない彼は私を幸せにしてくれる、彼と一緒にいると本当に幸せとして、そしてその人とつなげるでしょう。その人、まあ、できるだけ話したりメールしたり LINE したりデートしたりするでしょう。そして実はその人が私に影響を与えるようになります。彼の考え方を自分の考え方とします。彼の興味のあることは私も興味を持つようになります。で結局その人の真似をする。でその人の悪い習慣も、ね、例えば人をバカにすると自分も人をバカにするようになってしまう。まあ、いろいろな悪いこともいいことでも真似してしまう。しかしそれは人を崇拝してしまっていること。で今日はここで伝えようとしているのは、結局自分が崇拝している相手は希望があると思っているものです。私たちクリスチャンは神様を崇拝している。だからまず自分も理解しなければならない。でも子供たちに特にちっちゃい子供たちは育てて、本当の希望は神様ということを見せなければならない、示せなければならない。そしてなんでということを説明するよりも実際に人生で見せなければなりません。なんで神様は私たちに一番希望のある方ということをまず自分で理解しなければならないので、今日は、まあ、そのことについて話します。 OK、alright, so sorry to keep everyone waiting. I'm just going to go through a little diagram here, and this concerns the family. Now, this is an idea which I picked up last year from a homeschooling conference, and it's a very profound truth, so I thought I would like to share this first, and then we'll go in and have a look at one aspect here. First of all, this is a diagram, and this diagram shows God in the middle. Okay, now, this could be the true God, or it could be any other thing which is worshipped as a God. An idol, it could be self, it could be a boyfriend, it could be money, it could be a family, or a nation, or a job, or anything. Anything that you raise to the level of God. Why do you worship? Because you perceive that something has a hope for you, right? Whatever you think is going to give you the greatest hope ends up being what you worship. Whatever you think is going to give you hope, right? It's going to make you happy, it's going to make you successful, it's going to be good for you in your life and perhaps in eternal life. Whatever you think has the greatest hope is the thing in which you will end up being connected to. All right? And once you're connected to something, what you're actually doing is you're giving this thing, whether it's God or whether it's a thing, the power to influence your life. Okay? And once you give something the power to influence you, you begin to imitate that thing. Right? And what you imitate is what you become like, the image that you become. And if that image is God, you become like God. Well,
that you're worshipping God.
Whatever it is you worship, you become like. It says in the Psalms, they that make them become like them, whether it's an idol or whether it is God. If we truly worship God, we become like God. If we worship an idol, then we become like the idol, whatever it is we worship. So, let's just look at three examples now. If it's the true God, we worship the true God because we think God gives us the greatest hope. God gives us the greatest hope for now, for the rest of our life, and for eternity. Then, it naturally, what we will want to do is become connected with that God. We want to become connected to God. We want to read the Bible. We want to learn about Him. We want Him to dwell within us. We want to communicate with Him, praise Him, pray to Him, read His Word. And as we do that, we are giving God the power to influence us. And we become like Him. The Holy Spirit changes us, and we'll take on His ideas, His thoughts, way of life, way of looking at things. And we come to imitate Him. We come to be like Him. All right, that's the goal. that's biblical. But what if this God is not the true God? What if it's something else? For example, what if this is in fact money? So, if this is money, we start to think, money offers me the greatest hope. Because if I have money, I'll be safe when there's an accident. If I have money, I'll be alright in my old age. If I have money, I can be happy in life because I'll have money to spend on holidays and donuts and whatever. So, if I had money, that's going to give me the greatest hope. So what I will then try to do is be connected with money. Work more, or go on the internet and spend a lot of time thinking of how to make money. how can I get rich? You know, where's the Economist magazine, or what's the latest strategy that I can do? And you end up getting connected with everything to do with money because you think money is giving you hope, so it's a natural thing to become connected to it. Then what we do then is we actually give ourselves over to that idol. In Romans chapter 6 verse 16, very important passage, he says, don't you know that whoever you give yourself as a servant to obey, that person's servant you are. Let's look at it. Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey? Whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. If you present yourself as a slave to money, you really become the slave of money. And to be someone's slave, you're giving them the power to determine everything in your life. And once you give someone that power, you can't take that power back. Because a slave master controls the slave. You can't. It's very hard to stop. And once people give themselves over to something, they become blind to it, almost. And so they become to imitate. You'll think like the people who are making money. Your values will change in that way. What if this was your boyfriend? What if the God that you're really worshipping, if you're honest, is a boyfriend or a girlfriend? Why? Because I think that person makes me happy. That person is just what I need. Without that person, I don't feel secure. So that person becomes my idol. And it could be a wife. You can idolize a husband or a wife too. And that's just as sinful, right? Because we're not to make anything God except the true God. Even a legitimate marriage could become an idol. Because not God, but the marriage itself becomes the thing that's going to give you the peace and the joy and the security and everything like that. So you want to become connected. If it's the girlfriend or the boyfriend, you want to be with him or her. You want to spend more time. You want to talk. You want to email. You want to all the other things. And then what you actually do then is you give that person the power to influence you. So, you know, how many people know this situation where you know, you get a guy who's a big tough football player, and then, oh, what are you doing Saturday night? Oh, I'm going to a fashion parade. You're what? Well, because my girlfriend's a fashion designer. You know, something, they would never do that before, but they're going to do it. Right? Because you've given that person the power to influence you. And then you begin to come to imitate that person. If they are a sort of person who hates something, you might start to hate it. If they love something, you might start to love it. If they like this or whatever, you might start to like that. That's the way this works. So, as a Christian, first of all, we need to understand our hope is God. But the Bible talks a lot about hope. It's a very common word in the New Testament and the Old. But why is God the greatest hope? Now, that's important for us to understand, but we all, as believers, do have God as our hope. I hope we do. But what about children? And this is the point that we're here to talk about now in this talk about the family. How do we show our children that God is the greatest hope in order that they will, of themselves, want to be connected to God and give God the power to influence them, to walk in the Spirit, and to imitate God, to bear the fruit of the Spirit? How do we do that? So today, I just want to look, just quickly, I'll begin this today, and we're talking about family generally, like I'm trying to teach about these sort of things in the next, you know, few months or whatever, so we're not trying to do it all today, but I just want to touch on, what is our hope? What is the hope that we have? Okay. Hey. そして、まあ、今ね、あの、私が話している時に、ね、あの、ちょっと家族、霊的な家族について、あの、あ、まあ、しばらく教えたいと思っています。今日は、まあ、一つのことで、なんで神様は私たちの老いなる希望だということ。自分にも大事だし、子供に対してそれは非常に大事。もし子供たちは神様を自分の希望だと思ったら、神様とつなげることになります。そして神様に自分の影響する権威を与えて、例にあって歩めるようになります。そしてあの、まあ、真似する、例にあって歩んで、あの、聖霊の御霊の実を結ぶようになります。でそれは、まあ、実践 の, あの、まあ、見本ですね。OK。じゃあ、まあ、最初は、私たち の, あの受け継ぐ分についてちょっとあの話したいと思います。OK。まず、ヘブル書1章2節を見ます。ヘブル書、ヘブル1章2節。Begin with Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2. その終わりの時には御子によって私たちに語られました。神は御子を万物の相続者とし、また御子によって世界を作られました。ここでは神様は御子イエス様を万物すべてのものの相続者としましたと書いています。イエス様は結局すべてのこと全部を受け継ぎます。すべて、あなたは見たことあるものの中でイエス様がすべそれを受け継がないものは全くないだから、まあ、たまには大きくなったら こんなことが欲しいな、イエス様はその持ち主ですイエス様は神様は天は我が王座、そして地上は足場と書いています。足場は誰かの足が踏まれるところはその人が支配する。聖書の中にそういうイメージがあります。それは大事なこと、まあ、中東の歴史では自分の足を踏むものは自分のもの、だから敵の上に自分の足を置くことが多かった。というのは、この地上のことはすべてイエス様、神様が支配しているものです。すべて。それは、まあ、イエス様に対してすごいですね。しかし、まあ、次に、ヘブル11章、見てください。ヘブル11章では、ノアも同じような、状態でした。ヘブル11章の 7節ノアについに対して、信仰によってノアはまだ見ていない事柄について神から警告を受けた時、恐れかしこんでその、家族の救いのために箱舟を作り、その箱舟によって世の罪を罪にを定め、信仰による義を相続するものとなりました。信仰のによる義を相続することのために、結局自分の家族はこの世のすべてのものを相続した。この世のすべてのことはノアの家族のものだ。今でもそうです。ノアは将来を見て、もう何万何千万人がいたでしょう、わからない、でもいっぱい人がいたでしょう。そして自分の家族を救うためにノアは、さあ我々の希望はどこにあるでしょう。今の政府そうではない、今の社会そうではない、今 の, やりあの生活そうではない、この箱この箱は私たちの希望。なぜかというと、これによって私たちは全てを受ける、受け継ぐということ。まあ、信仰でも私たちはノアのような考えを持たなければならない。ノアは自分の子供たちにしっかり教えました。この箱以外には希望はありません。で、私たちもこの救い以外には希望はない。なぜかというと、イエス様がその前に言ったように、全てのことが裁かれる。だから今持っていると思っても、もうちょっとしたら持てなくなるんです。イエス様は万物の相続者と書いていたけど、でもね、ガラティア書を見てください。ガラティア3章29、私たちの受け継ぐ分に対してのことですけど、ここはもしあなた方がキリストのものであれば、それによってアブラハムの子孫であり、相続による、あ、すみません、約束による相続人になのです。 OK、 もう一回。もしあなた方がキリストのものであれば、それによってアブラハムの子孫であり、約束による相続人なのです。アブラハムは同じように言われました。西、東、北、南、全部見てください。これを全部あなたの子孫に与える、あなたとあなたの子孫に与える、全部見る範囲ではあなたのもの。そしてもし私たちはキリストにあれば、アブラハムと同時に私たちは相続人です。全てを支配する、全てを受け継ぐ。一番はっきりしたのはローマ8章、まあこれは旧約聖書の主な教えですね。のでローマ8章17節ここで、これは最もはっきり言っているかな。もし子供であるなら相続人でもあります。私たちがキリストと栄光を共に受けるために、苦難を共にしているなら、私たちは神の相続人であり、キリストの共同族人であります。キリストの共同相続人、共同相続人であります。キリストと共に苦しむなら、ね、イエス様の苦しみを私たちも受け入れて、一緒に苦しむなら、この世の悪を耐えて乗り越えて、そして私たちはキリストの共同相続人となります。キリストは全てを支配しているから、私たちも全てを相続する。でも全て持っていってもどこに置くでしょう。もちろん イエス様は全てを持っているので、私たちも同時に全てを持っている。全てを一緒に一発使うわけではない。いつまでも、いつまでも、もう楽しむことは限れません。すごい約束です。これと似ている希望はあるでしょうか？ないでしょう。例えばしばらくの間に世の楽しみを受けても、もう全世界、しかもあがのわれた、もう一度作られている素晴らしい世界の相続人は私たちです。いつまでもそれを楽しむことができる。しばらくの間に苦難を受けるなら、永遠の喜びを受けることができます。もうその喜びをよく自分も喜ばなければならない、ね、もし全てのこのしばらくの間のことばっかりを不満してしまったら、永遠のはるかに素晴らしいその喜びはをないがしろにしているわけです。だから永遠の楽しみが待っていたなら、もう期待しましょう、ね、そして文句不満を言わないようにしましょう。子供たちにあれはどんなに大事か、どんなに素晴らしいかをそれによって見せましょう。なぜかというと、それは正しいです。イエス様は全てを与えるように誘惑されました。もしサタンの拝むなら、全ての国々とその栄光をあなたに与える、たしのものだから誰に好き勝手に誰にでも与えることができます。サタンは今そうしています。今はね、一番ひどい人、一番強い人、一番偉そうな人はやっぱり今のしばらくの間の影響、権威、支配権を受けているわけです。サタンは好き勝手にそう分けています。しかしイエス様はまず聖書をよく分かっていた。そして自分は結局全ての 相続人となっていることも分かっていた。だからすぐにサタンの誘惑に乗り越えることはできなかった。私たちもよくこの聖書的な真実を分かっているなら、そしてこの世の苦難とかに簡単に乗り越えることができます。はい。Okay, so let's go back to the first part here. So why then is God our great hope? This is the first thing I would like to talk about today. Maybe the last thing I'm going to talk about today. But even if it's the only thing we talk about today, it's a very important thing. So let's understand it. Why is God our great hope? I've been reading a book this week called Fox's Book of Martyrs. And I've read things like it before, but it just blows you away how cruel people can be. How many unbelievably horrible kind of tortures pagan Roman Empire and the Roman Catholic Church put people through in most of the history of Christianity. There was a short time when Christians didn't suffer, but for most of history, Christians have suffered terribly. And it's just shocking when you read about how people have suffered. But these people were able to endure the suffering, and their witness was an amazing testimony. And the book is full of accounts of people who got saved watching people die. Even the ones whose job was to put them to death watched how happily they died, and then they, on the spot, became Christians, and then they got put to death. Amazing! Why could they do it? Because their hope was not in this world. Their hope was in God. So, we need to teach our children, we need to understand it ourselves, but in the context of family, we need to teach our children, first of all, why is our hope in God? Why is having a hope in God so much better than having hope in anything else? Like a good life, like money, like a girlfriend, like a job, like a car, like a sports team, or anything else that children will tend to worship. Well, let's have a look at some reasons. First of all, let's look at Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, it talks about how God has appointed Jesus to be the heir of all things. It says, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Okay, Jesus is appointed the heir of all things. Now, that's a very short statement, but how amazing is that if you think about it? Heir of all things. There is nothing that you've ever seen that Jesus is not going to inherit. Nothing. Every mountain, every valley, every city, every thing, every joy, every experience in the world that there is to be had, anything righteous, Jesus is the heir. The Bible says, heaven is my throne. That's where God reigns. But the earth is my footstool. Right? Now the footstool, a king would have his foot on a footstool. If you go to the museum, you can see Tutankhamun's footstool, where he put his feet. The idea is, whatever you put your foot on, you reign over. We talked about this a while ago with the archaeology, that there's this idea in the Middle East that what you put your foot on, you control. Not only in the Middle East, by the way, every conquistador and European explorer, like Christopher Columbus, they also believed that everything they put their foot on belonged to them and their country as well. But the reality is, it's true. Everything in this world, Jesus owns. He has been appointed the heir of all things. Now, let's apply this to ourselves. Noah was a similar situation, wasn't he? Look at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7. It says here, Hebrews 11, 7. If you ever buy a study Bible, be careful, because it's very hard to find out what's the Bible and what is all the explanation. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Noah became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. And what did that include? It also included control and inheritance of the entire world. Noah's family became heirs of the whole world. The whole planet was given to his family. Isn't that amazing? There's nothing in this world which is not controlled by Noah's children. Right? You think about that. So what did he do? He looked around and he said, listen, kids, I've got to tell you something. Our hope is not in this world. You see all these people? They're having their parties, they're drinking, they're doing whatever they do, right? They're enjoying life for a short time. But there's no hope outside of this box, this ark. This is our hope. He built an ark to save his family. Now, as a parent, I've got to do the same thing. I have to produce something in order, I've got to teach my children that there is no hope outside of the gospel, outside of the ark, outside of Christ himself. But look what happened with Noah. A very short time, 120 years, how long's the years of a man, right? 120 years. After a short time, every single person in the world had lost everything that they'd ever hoped to own. Noah inherited the entire planet. His children inherited everything. Everything that could possibly be enjoyed, they became the heirs of. Well, that's the same situation for us. And we have to understand that truth. The only hope in this world is in Christ. Because he's the only way that we're ever going to hold on to anything and enjoy it. Anything else will just be taken away. Well, if that's not an amazing truth, let's have a look at some more. Let's look at, well, Galatians 3:29. It's about Abraham. Now, Abraham was had the same situation too, didn't he? God said to Abraham, go up and stand on this hill and have a look around. Look to the north, south, east, and west. And have a look. Every single thing that you can see, I'm going to give it to you. You will become the heir of every little thing that you can see.
you and your descendants.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, the last verse says, if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The promise of what? The promise of inheriting everything that you can see, which ultimately is all of Israel and all of the world. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. If you are Christ's, everything is going to be yours. There's not a thing that you can see or ever will see which is not going to be yours if you are in Christ. How is that not a great hope? It's better than, you know, 10 minutes of fun in the back of a car. It's better than, you know, a bit of extra money in the bank. It's better than anything you could possibly imagine. There's nothing that could compare to being the heir with Abraham to all things that exist. Now, the point of it is, if that is true, you have to show it. Noah showed his children that by building that boat. And you have to show your children. Now, you're not going to build a boat, right? But what you have to do is show your children. You can't just teach them. It's not good enough to teach. Noah didn't just say to his kids, all right, kids, we're going to today study about the future, and there's going to be a flood, there's going to be a boat, okay, see you later. Have a good life. He didn't just teach them that. He showed them. And we need to show our children by the way in which we treat our great hope. Our great hope in Christ is far more important than anything else in life. So why would we complain about the small things when we have such great things to be happy about? You don't see what a person thinks, but you do see and hear what a person speaks. And if you're not speaking of the glory of God, then you're going to be speaking about the glory of this world. Or you're going to be complaining about the life that God has given you. But if God has given you a life with a short period of trouble followed by a never-ending period of absolute glory, what is there to complain about? There's nothing. And we need to get this truth in our heart. I need to get this truth in my heart, first of all. But every parent does, because we really do demonstrate to our kids every day what is important. What is my hope? Well, my hope is the thing I'm going to be connected to. Do I really show that connection to God? And then I give it the power to influence me. And that will influence my words, my face, my smile. And then finally, I come to imitate God. Another scripture here. Let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 17. In Romans 8, verse 17, I think this most clearly depicts this truth here. Romans 8, 17. It says, if children, then heirs. Right? If we are children of God. And if children, we're children of God. If children, then heirs. Heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Did you see what that said? It said we are joint heirs with Christ. This is the Christ, the one who was appointed heir of all things in the world. All things. How much money do you have in the bank? It doesn't matter if it's a lot or a little. I'll tell you something. If you had $1 million in the bank, you can't fit $1 million in your wallet. Right? Your wallet would be too heavy. So you would have to just put the money in the bank and be happy just to have enough for, you know, what you need for today. But would you go around saying, oh, I've got no money in my wallet? You had $1 million in the bank, what are you worried about? If you've got $1 million in the bank, don't be worried if your wallet's got only a little bit, right? Well, if you've got an eternity of blessing with you, because it is with us, we are joint heirs with Christ. He's the heir of all things, so are you. Everything that can possibly be used for good or used for blessing, he has given to Christ, and Christ has given it to us. Then it's like a person with billions of dollars in the bank who just has a little bit of money in their wallet. But when they need it, they can always get what they need, right? And in time, it will all be theirs. What's the condition here? If we suffer with him. that we may be glorified together, if we suffer with Christ. Of course, in this world, there is suffering. To be righteous, you have to suffer. To be a witness of Christ, you have to suffer. Just like the children of Joseph of Arimathea. He was one of the richest people in Israel. We read about him today in Luke chapter 23. So rich he was on the council. So rich that he could afford to embalm Jesus' body with very expensive oil. Very, very rich man. And yet, the history of the church tells us that one generation later, his children were in poverty. Because society at that time didn't respect a Christian. It didn't respect somebody who worshipped God. He lost all of his money. His children lost all of their money. They lost their wealth. And the leader of the Orthodox Church, Yohanan ben Zakkai, he met the children of Joseph of Arimathea, and he said, "What's happening with you? You're so poor." Because they believed in Christ. But they were even richer than they'd ever been. Now, I guarantee you, Joseph of Arimathea's children are the richest people in the world. Why? Because they're joint heirs with Christ, and now they are enjoying it. Or at least they're looking at it and ready to enjoy it whenever the appointed day comes. And what a short time life is anyway. So, just to begin with, and we'll continue, I've got three pages here of things talking about how great our inheritance is, and we've only done that. So there's a lot more to come, but I just want to teach and emphasize just a little while, not in today, but in the coming months or whatever, just how wonderful our salvation is, so that we can get it firmly in our mind. You probably will have to die for Christ, right? If we are living in the last days, and when you read the history of the church, it's so full of persecution that we have to face the reality. We probably will be martyrs, right? Probably. Unless the Lord doesn't come quickly, I expect that I will be a martyr. Just because Jesus said the last period of time would be the worst ever. And if it's the worst ever, it's got to be worse than the Inquisitions and the Roman pagan empires and all of that. Well, then you better be prepared to go to the rack. Or you better be prepared to go to the oven, or the slow burn oven, which is even worse. Or get crucified, or get your skin pulled off. Oh, isn't that amazing? Yeah, it isn't. It's nothing, because we have something so much greater. And the people who had that happen to them, the countless people, did it with joy, or at least they did it with patience, because they had something that was far more powerful, and that was the knowledge of the glory of their inheritance that was coming. Now, we better get this in our mind, because when the time comes for you to be a witness, and by the way, being a witness, mata, witness, right? It's all the same word. You are a witness every day. Every time you go through suffering today, a little bit of suffering today, with joy, knowing that you have a great reward in heaven. Whether it's the rack, or whether it is an empty stomach, or whether it's the milk ran out and who can I blame, something like that. You know? It can easily become an argument. But if you go through these little things with joy, knowing that you have a great reward in heaven, then you also will be a witness of Christ. And the more you suffer, the more glory you will have in the resurrection. Okay. そして、最近、僕はその殉教者の歴史を読んできました。まあ、有名な本、多分聖書以外では、ちょっと忘れた名前、Pilgrim's Progress という本、巡礼忘れた。まあ、何かの旅、ね、ジョン・バンヤンが書いた本。それのもう一つ、多分最も有名なクリスチャン、歴史の中でクリスチャンの本は、殉教者の歴史、フォックス、ジョン・フォックスという人が、その殉教者について、バプティズム・ヨハネから、その最初の時代のクリスチャンたちの殉教者たちと、それから、ローマのカイザルの元にある、迫害、それからキリスト教の迫害、それからローマンカトリックの教会の迫害、もう恐ろしい、恐ろしい、どんなにひどい、人間はどんなにひどいか、びっくりした。ISIS はもう本当に人の頭をプチッと切って、優しいなぐらい歴史で、もうあれはすぐに、はい、 パチン終わりました。 それは楽です。ゆっくり燃やしたりとか、もう少しずつ皮膚をめくったり、そういう、 もうひどい話が昔のクリスチャンでは日常的な生活でした。だからイエス様は終わりの日はあれよりもひどいと言いました。だから私たちは本当に殉教者になるかもしれない。だからその人たちはよくそのことを耐えたでしょう。どうやって耐えた？自分の希望は分かっていたから。自分がどんなに素晴らしい希望を待っていたということをよく分かっていた。その力は、その知恵は体に全ての苦難を耐えること、耐えれるようにしてくれました。自分の希望は自分の影響となります。だからもし私たちはイエス様とその苦難を受けるなら、もう一回、苦難を共にしているなら、そして私たちは神の相続人であるということ、イエス様の共同相続人となります。そして本当に頭の中で自分の将来、自分の未来はどんなに素晴らしいということを心に留めましょう。これからよく私たちのこれから来る受け継ぐ分のいろいろな側面をちょっと教えたいと思います。いっぱいあります。そしていつもそういうことについて考えましょう。朝起きたら牛乳がなくなった、誰のせいだということあるでしょ。そんな小さな苦難で私たちは夜明かしをします。父と蜜で流れる国が待っているから、今ちょっと牛乳がなくなっても大丈夫です。そんな怒らなくてもいいということ、僕はよく怒ります、それで。だから殉教者というのはその迫害だけではなくて証人という意味、同じ言葉です。証人、伝道、殉教者、同じ言葉、マートル。だから自分の死によって証しするか、自分の忍耐によって証しするか、それかつまらない毎日の苦難を喜んで耐えて、やがて来る栄光を期待して楽しみにするように証しする。全部殉教者。だからあなたはやがて本格的な殉教者になるなら、で多分なるでしょう。多分なるでしょう。いや、イエス様がもうちょっとした帰ってきたら、私たちもひどくもう殺される、迫害される可能性があるでしょう。平気に。自分の希望はどんなにあるかを今心に留めましょう。そっちの方が強い、ね、もう喜んで殉教者の冠を受ける準備を今からしましょう。そして子供たちにその希望を与えましょう。よくこのようなことを不満するじゃではなくて、これから受ける素晴らしい永遠の命を期待しましょう。 OK、今日はそれで終わります。はい。